Ryan Presley, Patrick McIlhenny, you know the latest on him?
No, all I know is that he's gone to the hospital. Doesn't look amazing. It's an awkward landing off. He's obviously been shoved and tried to break the fall, but look, we're just hoping for the best. He's on his way to hospital.
He hasn't had much luck this year, you know, coming back from Achilles operations, and it's just not falling for him this year.
No, it's not, and he doesn't deserve that, what happened to him tonight. He's put in so much work. He's so good for everybody around the place. You know, everyone kind of looks up to him, especially us young lads at times, with how he carries the club almost himself as the captain. So we're really hoping that it's not as bad as it looks. And, you know, he's in all our thoughts and prayers tonight.
A good comfortable one tonight against a strong Waterford team. They've been a difficult team for all our teams in the league, but they have been sort of successful against them this year.
Yeah, they've been on a good run, and we knew that. And obviously, there's been talk about us outside of these four walls, maybe, and that we're not on a good run or whatever. But, no, we got it right tonight, spot on. Our game plan, we came out of the blocks really well, scored goals, could have had more. I think at the back, barring one or two moments, was comfortable enough. So, a really good performance. And obviously, a 6 o'clock kickoff isn't amazing for us as well, because we're the only club who's, you know, it's not a bank holiday up here. It's hard for fans to get to the game. So, probably didn't suit us in that way either. But, you know, as many fans as possible did come. And we're very appreciative of that as well to the fans that were in the stadium, because, you know, it's nice to give them something back.
Going about goals, you know, Pat Hooban, Mickey Duffy, and, of course, Mark Connolly. You know, don't normally step up with goals, but
yeah,
he was tonight.
He's dying to chip in, just like all the defenders. There's a lot of work done on it, and, you know, he deserves that. So it's nice to see one going for him, and a good time too.
Of course, that's 4 points out of two games. So, and, of course, he's went to Dundalk on Friday night. He pulled off a wonder save, and Dundalk was a hard place to go to. No, they haven't really conceded goals up there in five or six games, so a point coming out of Dundalk was probably a good result.
I wouldn't say good result, I wouldn't say bad result. I'd say you need to take these games in isolation. It's a Friday, Monday, and we've come off with 4 points, so I think in the end it's not a disaster. I think we would have liked to win the game. We probably could have won the game, and we also could have lost it, so I think a point was a fair result. Tonight we were brilliant, we were comfortable. You know, we got our goals, as I said, could have got more, but I think all across the team was good performances, and, you know, we nearly had the game put to bed at halftime.
Of course, up next is Galway. They're a difficult team as well, you know. They've showed, put it up to Derry this year, so it won't be an easy task on Friday night.
No, it won't. They're a good team, very good team, well set up, well drilled, and also a threat as they've shown in a load of different games. So they've been brilliant since they came up. They'll come up here with a game plan, and we'll need to find ways around it.
Thank you, Brian.